crash involving Senator Wellstone's plane.
Well, the major news organizations are saying that Senator Wellstone and seven others have died in this plane crash at the Eveleth, near the Eveleth, Virginia Municipal Airport this morning. Senator Wellstone and his group en route to a funeral. The father of State Representative Tom Mukavina had passed away, and the funeral was this morning. Senator Wellstone had canceled a scheduled appearance with Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy in Maple Grove this morning and instead had gone to the funeral. We're en route to Eveleth as we speak. But it comes less than 2 weeks before the election. Senator Wellstone had a narrow lead in the polls against challenger Norm Coleman. Eerie similarity to what happened in Missouri 2 years ago with Missouri Democratic Senate candidate Mel Carnahan. All of that, of course, there'll be a numbing shock going through Minnesota's political community and the rest of the state, but many, many things to comprehend and absorb here. But again, major news organizations are reporting that Senator Wellstone, seven others on that chartered plane that crashed today near Eveleth, Virginia Municipal Airport, are dead.
And Eric, you are driving to Eveleth, correct?
Yes.
When do you expect to arrive?
Four-ish, I suppose.
Okay, so you'll be able to give us some reports from the scene a bit later in the afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. Are we going to go to CNN? We are not. Okay, we're going to just take a break at this time and get you more news as it becomes available. But we do have the major news outlets reporting the death of Senator Paul Wellstone. We'll continue to update you in moments here. It's 1243 WCCO.
Welcome to another edition of Verizon Wireless Success Stories.
WCCO is going to join CNN in their reporting on the plane crash involving Senator Wellstone today.
I have to talk fast. A kind of playfulness that I think helped mitigate the liberalism for people who didn't agree with, who don't agree, I keep doing this and I'm sorry, who don't agree with him politically. But you're quite right. Ted Kennedy, who I think was in Minnesota to campaign for Wellstone, almost died in a plane crash in 1964. We tend to forget that. Hale Boggs, the former Majority Leader of the House.
You're listening to Jeff Greenfield on CNN. He is reporting on the reported death of Senator Paul Wellstone in a plane crash earlier today in Eveleth. We're joining CNN for their reporting on it. Jeff Greenfield speaking.
Unfortunately, CNN has now confirmed the worst, what we had anticipated, that Senator Wellstone was indeed aboard that small plane and is now confirmed to have died. Senator Paul Wellstone, by my account, 58 years old, seeking re-election, traveling to northern Minnesota tonight for a debate that he's engaged with his Republican opponent, Norm Coleman. All of our worst fears, all of our worst suspicions now confirmed. Senator Paul Wellstone, the Democratic liberal senator from Minnesota, has now died in this plane crash together, we're told, with seven other people aboard that small King Air turboprop plane crashed shortly after taking off from a small town in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, called Eveleth, Minnesota. So we're also now being told that also among the fatalities aboard that small plane, one of his daughters who was traveling with him, Senator Paul Wellstone. Well-known, well-liked, even if people disagreed with his generally liberal philosophy, his generally liberal traditions, everyone who knew him, everyone always liked him. He radiated a room as he walked in with his bubbly personality. Short, to the point, outspoken. Whenever I interview him, he was always excited, always passionate, always committed to his respective causes. Judy Woodruff, I think, is traveling in New Hampshire today. She's joining us now live. You interviewed Senator Wellstone many times. Judy, tell us what's going through your mind.
Oh, Wolf, I think all of us who know the Senator.
WCCO is joining CNN for their coverage on the death of Senator Paul Wellstone in a plane crash in Eveleth today. What we also have heard is that Paul Wellstone's wife and one daughter and staff members were also on the plane. All eight died. The plane crashed 10:22 near Eveleth, Virginia Municipal Airport. There was freezing drizzle, light snow, light fog at the time, and WCCO
will rejoin CNN. Many other politicians over the years have been lost in plane crashes. The eerie parallel with what happened to Governor Mel Carnahan of Missouri just not even 2 years ago, when he was killed in a crash with one of his sons. Of course, his widow went on to serve in the United States Senate. She's right now in a very tough race herself. But Jeff mentioned, you know, Hale Boggs, who was the House Democratic leader several decades ago. John Hines, who was then the senator from Pennsylvania. These political figures, in many instances, they're out there campaigning, they're traveling around, they're in these small planes, and whether it's bad weather or whatever, we've just seen too many cases like this. I know originally there was some question about Senator Ted Kennedy because he had been campaigning with Paul Wellstone. He was not on this plane with the senator, but the two
Let's
had
switch
been
to
campaigning
CBS for an update on the death
Kennedy's
of Senator Paul Wellstone, WCCO. It's 12:50 now.
CBS News Update, I'm Dan Revive. Paul Wellstone, senator from Minnesota, has died in a plane crash near the end of his second term in a re-election campaign. Here's the latest from CBS News aviation correspondent Bob Orr.
A small plane chartered by Minnesota Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone left this morning from St. Paul, Minnesota, en route to Eveleth, Minnesota. That's a small town in the upper reaches of the state. And this is also a sad irony. I am told that the Wellstones, their daughters, some campaign aides, were en route to Eveleth, Minnesota to attend the funeral of the father of one of the state representatives in the Minnesota Democratic Party, Rick Avina. But again, federal authorities say the crash wreckage has been found a couple of miles from the airport. The weather conditions may have played a role, but at a minimum at this hour, we know that all eight people on board that plane, including Minnesota Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone, have died.
Another U.S. Senator, Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, was in Minnesota this morning doing some campaigning for Democrats. But his office tells CBS News that Kennedy is fine. He was not on that plane. Senator Paul Wellstone, age 58, his wife and one of their three children, Marcia, lost their lives in the crash of that small propeller plane in Minnesota. CBS News Update, I'm Dan Revive.
And I'm Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News. The time is 12:51. Great tragedy striking the state of Minnesota today, as you've been hearing via CBS and via CNN. Paul Wellstone, Senator Paul Wellstone, dying in a plane crash along with his wife Sheila, apparently, and one of his daughters, along with three staff members. A total of eight people dying in that small plane crash near Eveleth, Minnesota. WCCO's Eric Escala is on his way to the scene of that crash. CNN is providing ongoing coverage of Paul Wellstone's death today, doing interviews, past interviews with the senator and so on. And here's Kim Jeffries right now.
At this time, Jeff, we're going to go to Sarah Janicek.
Okay.
And Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
You bet. What a shocking moment.
A horrible tragedy. The death of Senator Paul Wellstone, his wife Sheila, one of their daughters, Marcia, the two pilots and the three staff members, as we understand it at this time.
Wow. What is there to say? Something like this is tragic. It's horrible. It's awful. Senator Wellstone, like his politics or not like his politics, was a very, very personable person and a wonderful personality, wonderful addition to the political scene. And I, of course, am a Republican. I liked having Paul Wellstone around because he was one of the good guys. And by one of the good guys, I mean he really cared deeply about what he was doing.
Sarah, this is Jeff McKinney, and
hi, Jeff.
I totally agree with you because Senator Wellstone, as you say, like his politics or not, because he was among the most liberal of liberals, so a lot of people did not like his politics at all. But on a personal basis, especially from a newsroom standpoint, he was a wonderful U.S. senator to have because you would call Senator Paul Wellstone's office or call him personally, and the call back was forthcoming almost immediately. He was a wonderful person with whom to work. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And even though this is the hottest... I'm sorry. I just can't even get my head and my arms around this.
No, I understand. It's very, very sudden and very tragic.
But I was up in the debate in St. Cloud on Monday, and the camaraderie, even though those guys were fighting this incredible battle, was so real and so sincere. Everybody liked everybody, and it was a question about who was going to take the state of Minnesota in the right direction.
Yeah, and no matter what was going to happen in November, Senator Paul Wellstone, whether he served two or three terms, is going to be remembered as a senator who held true at all times to his convictions. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
He believed in a certain way, and he acted according to those beliefs.
Jeff and Kim, I'll make an early prediction that he becomes of Hubert H. Humphrey's stature.
Well, and just the compassion that he was really on a detour today for a funeral. This was not really a scheduled trip.
That's right.
Right. So there's some terrible irony there, too.
And of course, we just had this happen 2 years ago in Missouri. Wow. I feel horrible for all concerned, including his opponents. It's not the kind of thing that you want to have happen.
Oh, no, everyone is equally mourning the death of Paul Wellstone today. He is he had become, as you say, a giant political figure here in the state of Minnesota, and primarily because, as we said before, he was a man of his convictions. He would stand up there knowing full well that a majority of his audience, depending on where he was going to totally disagree with what was about to come out of his mouth, and yet he would sit there and he would gesticulate and he would make an impassioned plea for his beliefs at every stop he made, no matter how unpopular he might think they would be.
The other thing about Paul is he was a blast to watch as he grew into the office. I mean, he started out handing Dan Quayle tapes, who was then vice president of the farm debate, gesticulating madly on the Senate floor, demeaning Senator Helms on the floor, and he eased into the job and realized that you don't have to like someone's politics to enjoy them as a person. And that's always wonderful to watch, and we see that a lot in Congress as well as here in the Minnesota State Legislature, and Paul Wellstone was a leading example of someone who really grew into the job.
Well, we're talking with Sarah Jenisek, and she is a Republican, but at the same time, she is remembering quite fondly and with great respect Paul Wellstone, who this morning was killed, small plane crash, northeastern Minnesota, his wife, a daughter, some staff members, and the pilot certainly on this plane.